Holding the Simon Shin Shin Yotes, we did Sif Tess above, holding the Mishavuras, and we're holding the Mishavuras Sif Katan Nun Ches. That's page Kuf Mem Gimel. So we did the first six lines. We're holding by the Sharatzion in the Mishavura, the Sharatzion marker of Mem Ches. So we said this het over here of being Bara, the white from the egg, is all talking about cause you're just using it for color purposes, but if you actually want to eat one versus the other, so that's a bona fide border issue. And you should be machmer. Valken yesh lizor meliver hachelman min achelben. If a person wants to separate the white from the yolk, the yolk from the white, really. Okay, ayira ezekli. Using some type of a kli, some people take the egg white and they froth it and they put it into their coffee. So you have to be careful with a bishul issue, but let's say you solve the bishul issue. So now you wanted to separate out the white from the yolk. Because you're going to have a apparently they were using the yolk actually. Because it's a problem of borer. You can take the yolk by hand. So now you're taking what you want, the yolk, with your hands for immediate use. So that's mutter. You have the good from the bad for immediate use by hand. Then Mr. Burr says the Chiddush. The huadin the muta ayira eiroi meklipa leklipa. You crack an egg open and you have two halves of the shell and you want to pour the raw egg from one shell half shell to the other one. Zagam kein mikri kabar biyodai b'chanal b'sif katan nun hay. So that he says is still that's equivalent of a bar biyad, not a bar b'kli. So the Shabbos said before, and then hey, even though you're pouring from one cleat to the other, it's considered bar b'yodai, because the ikur process is really just the act of pouring, which a person is doing. Now, so the Sharatzion in Sivkotin Memtes says that the Chayam disagrees with this, and he's Machmer in this case, but the Maase already pointed out before that he's Mekel against the Chayotim. Okay. Pouring from one cleat to the other, and as you pour, so that causes the good from the bad to separate. So you're not, there's not, the kli is not really doing any maisa of brera. It's not a kli with a miyuchad for brera. It's not really doing anything. It's just heck attempts to catch one to the other. It's a little bit better catching than your hands. So the brera is not really the kli which is doing anything. It's just really the act of pouring which is doing it, which that's being done by your power. That's a brera biyad. The fact that you're using a kli to catch it is just makes it a bit easier to catch, but it's not the brera being done with the kli. See, all that's not called brera, but kli. Okay, Sif Tezayin. Maim Sheish Bem Teloyim. So if you have water which has Teloyim in it, so Mutter Lishtoisen Ayadei Mapa B'Shabbos. So a person can drink them by putting a cloth over your mouth and you drink through the cloth. So it's going to prevent these Teloyim from going into your mouth. So that's Mutter. So why is that Mutter? That's Mamish, that's a Breyer B'Kli. You're using the filtering properties of the cloth to filter out the insects from the water. So how is that mutter? Zok the Shulchan Aruch. This is a rush. The shach berer u'mashamer, the malachas of berer and mashamer, which is filtering. Elam mesaken ha'inyan kadem achilas shtiya. That it happens prior to the act of achila. To say that you've made this item now usable to eat, so that's called a tikkun you've done in the item. Alim b'shas shdiya, ma'akev tapsela shloikonos asef piv ainzem me'ain malacha umoter. That's not the malacha. You're preventing something. You're letting some things go in, some things not go in. That's not called bairur. Is that the Mishabura? Let's see. The malacha bairur is you have an item which is not usable as is, or it's not as usable as you want it to be, and you're making it more usable. That's the malacha bairur. So it's not the time, moment of achila yet, and you're making this item better to eat by being bairur out the bad. So that's where the malacha bairur or mashamer applies. But in a case where you're eating, you're straining, so I'm putting a cloth over my mouth that when I pour the water in, it strains out. That's part of the maisa of, you're not, it's not the maisa of achila or shtia in this case, which. Now I have an item which is usable and I consume it. It's at that moment it's being consumed. So that's not like you've done a tikkun. All you're really doing is letting some things in your mouth and something's not in your mouth. So that's not brayer. That's not the malacha of brayer. Nun tes. Ayere mapa. Mishum alaban leka. Kim the leka lichluch. Kim ashe kasub sim mishun bay. Sif tes. I pouring the water through the cloth is being malaban the cloth. If the cloth is clean to start with. So we had before shitas, but that's not called malabain because it's clean already. Now, v'imkein l'dasa oistrim shom, according to the opinions that said before, that even if it's a clean baggage, it's asr. So asr ayyadei bapa, so then over here would be asr. Hanodafka b'mayim. And that's all talking about water. Al-b'yayin v'shayim mashkim k'liyam l'shori, then amapa mislaban ayyadei shriyosan, using other liquids that makes it dirty, doesn't make it clean. So that's not called malabain. The only problem is if you're drinking water. If you're drinking wine, you wouldn't have that problem. He argues that over here is different. Even according to oisim over there, it doesn't apply over here. So since it's tavar shenim miskaven, you can be sembach on your rabbi if you don't have a choice. So take a look at the Shartzi in Nunbeis. What's the Yerabba's arguments? Because of the Kim and Shenim Nishra Kim, it's only the area around your mouth which is getting wet. That's a small area, so that's why it's mutter. But Tam Kolosho, that's a pretty weak argument. And we come welcome Yeshua Hokel Mitamshim, because I'm willing to be Mekel anyway. Why? The smart cause of Lord Min and Shriyos is Hikibusa, but Dabra Shenim Miskafin. That even though we have a rule, shiros is kibusoi, but not when that's only if that's your kavana. Then we say the shriya is the kibus process. But when that's not your kavana, the fact that it got wet is not a problem. The gra is inclined to accept the argument of the smag. So first of all, it's clean. So really, most Rishonim hold there's no problem of most Poskim hold no problem of Shriya in that case. Period. And if you hold that there is, it's a double muetz. So clearly, you're not being miskav on the kibisa. And then you have this argument of the smag that you don't see Shriya as a kibus under those circumstances, which is accepted by the gra. The amount of water which you're wetting the small area of the cloth as it goes into your mouth is a dabar mu'at. It's a small area of cloth. If you want to clean a cloth, you don't just clean one little patch of it. The samach, so the rush is mat to this because it's not shaykh bera or mishamer unless it's a tikkun which is done prior to the act of achila. Why don't we ask it for a different thing? There's be gzeira, wetting of a cloth is a problem because you might squeeze the cloth afterwards. Gzeira darbana. So the So the basic answer says we're not afraid the person is going to come and squeeze it out because only a little area got wet. So if you want to use your sleeve, and then we're afraid the person puts on this wet garment, he might squeeze it out. If he has a wet sleeve, it's going to bother him. There, the gzera he might be soichet is more significant. It's the only problem if you're masakin it before you actually eat. Okay, because Shanoifel, now, Zogdi Mishabura, here's the case of the insect in your soup.
Masakein.
Tikkun, yeah. So again, because a neufel zvuv, a davar achav, a michael, a mashka, you have some type of an insect or something else, which is some foreign matter in your food or in your drink. Well, yasser hazvuv bein b'yad bein b'kli. You can't take it out because the habi berer pselus miyachol. That's called berer pselus. Well, you can't access it. Yami a michael, a mashka, imay v'yisrik. So take a little bit of the food with it as well, and then you throw the whole thing away. So that's how you're supposed to do it. So this is a quote from Magen Avraham, if I call correctly. Nun Dalid Taz. It's a quote from a Taz. Now, what's the lumness of taking a little bit of the food with it? The Chazon Ish argues like this, that you have a cup of drink, and then one, and there's a small fly flying on landed on top of the drink. So it's wrong to look at the whole drink as a taruvus. Most of the drink is clear, and it's not being misarev at all with the insect. The area which is immediately adjacent to where the insect is, there it's not exactly clear where the insect ends and where the drink starts, so that's where the terubis is. So when I put a spoon underneath and I take out that whole area, so I'm not taking out, I'm taking out the whole terubis and I'm throwing the whole thing away. So that's why it's mutter. Okay. It says, in a situation where you would have a large amount of insects in the drink, so then the fact that taking some liquid with it is not going to help you, because then there is a taruvus throughout the drink, and then you're taking out, so taking out bad with some good and leaving just good is a tikkun, right? The heter is not because you took out the bad and the good, it's the heter because you took out the taruvus. The rest of it never was a taruvus to start with, it never was also anyway, it never was considered einoi matukkun. There's no tikkun in the rest of it. But if there's a taruvus, there's a significant amount of this which has to be removed, taking the good with the bad doesn't make a butcher.
Do you want to argue that this taruvus of the single fly with its immediate surroundings itself is usser? I can't eat that area.
I'm sorry, what?
The whole area, the single fly with its little neighborhood of soup. I can't eat that little neighborhood because it has a fly in it. That whole thing essentially becomes a davar asur.
Not really. It's just it's a practical level. I can't use it. I mean, I could take the fly and let it drip if I wanted to.
Right.
What?
Right. But once I do this, what?
But the point is, but there's no taruvus.
Right.
Even if you say that's true, but that becomes a distinct area. That area of the soup is a problem. The rest of the soup is mutter. So there's not really a taruvus between the soup and the soup.
Yeah.
So that's how the Chazon Ish learns, and that's the assumption based on Chazon Ish will come out. There are others who learn that there seems to be some special heter of taking, which would get involved in the. Get involved in this fascinating question. I have a big pile of terubis and of oichel psoilus. I take out one item of psoilus. It didn't really do anything. So my chayiv. Yushalmi has the beer lacha before in Siv Gimel. I quoted Yushalmi asked this question. Like what I accomplished? I didn't accomplish anything. Siv Beis before. I took psoilus from oichel. My pile is not matukin anyway. There's 50 pieces of psoilus. I took out one. Now there's 49 left. I still can't use the whole pile. So I didn't accomplish anything. Or do you say each act of taking it out is considered a maisa? So along those lines, if you hold it, you know, the flip side of that was when you take, that there has to be you take Erechel and Pshelis together, that's not the Maisa. Like, it's like almost like Xeris Akasa, but the getter of the Maisa, and that's, you know, it's is Erechel from Pshelis or Pshelis from Erechel, not when it's Erechel and Pshelis together. So that's it's just hard to understand the Svor of it. The Chazanish is much easier to accept. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin. Yudzayin deals with the act of making butter, churning to make butter. So Hamachabetz Pirishim Moitzi Hachema Min Acholav. He takes the chema, the butter or the cream out of the milk. Told his burr, it's considered a told the burr. The Mishabur will talk about the curdling. You know, in order to make cheese, it's also a form of burr because you end up getting the curds, separating the curds from the whey. Okay, so now mechabitz, the count of the mechabitz actually can be applied not only to the case of milk with cream, he applied to other things as well. You want to soak like shumshumin or goyzim in this big pool of dvash, and then you crush it together. Then you like you take the pieces and you stick push them together, and you have a sesame cluster or sesame bar, which is sesames glued together with honey. But now you want to squeeze it to get some of the honey out, so that's going to be a problem. Of a burr, because you're separating the honey from the seeds. I'm going to come up and say Mishnah Mem, if you're Aleph. Haroikik Baruch, Bashabas, Baruch, Bafazo, Haroik Chai, Mishum Zorah. So we have not spoken about Zorah the whole time over here, and all of a sudden we're going to throw Zorah at the end of the Simon. So the brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the act of taking a liquid and spreading it with wind is considered Zorah, even though there's no act of being Bara Echel from Salas over there, because everything is the same. So according to Yerushalmi, Zorah is and not at all Dharma to Barer. Zorah is the act of taking something which is all Psalas or all Echel and spreading and using the wind to fan it apart. So it's a very funny, Pierre says that this Ramah is a very funny Ramah, because then when the Bible asked the Kasha, the Hanu Zorah, Hanu Bara, Hanu Marakeh, the Bible is clearly learning that Zorah is only if it's Eichelam Sarlis. It's not just spreading it with the wind, it's spreading good from bad. So the Yerushalmi's din is not true according to the Bible. So why does the Ramah quote this Yerushalmi? So that's what Kreger's Kasha. So we'll see in the Bir Loch about that a little bit. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Some base. Pirish, you can be mitzi the chema from the cholov. Chen lakeh cholov benoisim bekeva. The person takes milk and he puts the renin into it. Or shami nechimitz, or any types of other acids which will cause it to ferment. Kelechaps, in order to start the process of curdling it. I also can mean a kli gemi. A person takes like a container. Rasa kumas soicho yimei achol of nitvin. Kozem achol mechabitz do total the berer was a fill yedein yehudi. Now, the kaim is once you have once it's curdled, and the mecholav is the whey. So, you take like a cheesecloth. And you put the mixture in there, and what happens is that the whey drips out and the curd stays inside. All these are various forms of mechabetz, which are also derisive. You let the milk sit, the cream rises to the top, and then you want to skim off the cream. Shkarn smetana. So that cream is referred to as smetana. Gamza b'chal berer, that's also called berer. Can yishu zora, k'shegiyah samach l'cholav, yaniyak sas ima cholav, v'oshori k'mashakosav sif yudalat. So if you take off the top layer, which is just it's cream from cream, it's mutter. The place where the cream and the milk meet, that you have to, you cannot take that last layer, because then you're being buried the cream from the milk. So you have to leave that last layer of cream together with the milk.
We're assuming this is not for immediate use. Or else it would be al chumutach psalas, no? The cheese,
not
the cream.
Yeah, look her. Now, but the only issue over here is, you're using some type of utensil to skim it off. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, yes, she's right. But who had done the hippok? She took sas min a cholav im a shuman as that, or you could take some of the milk also. So, but the place where the milk and the cream meet, you haven't skimmed it off exactly at that spot. Awalika hashuman, but seems to be taking the cream with exactitude, with precision, and leaving the milk is also feel like it. But that to lechol. The problem here is you're using a spoon to do that. So the problem is like. So he's saying that he called it berer b'kli. So you have to argue that the kli does a better job of getting the precision and the exactitude. You cannot do by hand. You only can do it with a kli, and therefore it's considered a berer b'kli, which a hand couldn't do. So it's not just looked as an extension of your hand. The kli is facilitating the berer, making it better. Now, so whatever you're doing, taking the cream off the milk, that's all talking about you're going to end up using the cream on Shabbos. Otherwise, the imloy kain havi kimechin mi Shabbos lechol. You have a different problem. You're going to serve imloy. Let's say he does not need the cream on Shabbos. Rak shechoshes she posse biyiskalki. He's afraid if he leaves the cream to sit there for too long. It will start to deteriorate. So it's a loss al yada in a Yehudi kashenu ber betzimtzum mechanal. So you tell the goy not to do the breira. So the only issue is achana. So because of hefsed, you're going to have a goy do it for you. Achana l'chol who isem did reserve for him. Umut al yada in a Yehudi makam seder kamashu kosev isem in shen zayin sefe. Okay.
I thought say that we do things that would otherwise be hachana by ourselves, and we put food back in the refrigerator, or things of that sort. Is it the level of effort here?
You're asking me a good question. I don't. After everything is said and done, I don't have hachana down. Yeah. It's a confusing. Yeah. I find it confusing.
There's no
siman
is there?
No, there's a siman here and there.
Yeah.
But I don't feel so bad because Kibager also finds some steers in Dini Hakona. So Kibager had some kashas on it, not so bad. Told us Baruhu, so Machabis is called as Baru, but Klausa Hamamid Khola Bemokam Kham. Or even just putting it without adding any type of agent to curdle it, just putting it in a warm place will curdle it. This also goes into this hisser. Taking the curds and pressing it into cheese. So the more so that's a total bona. That's a deraisa, according to that. The Gemara is not having a clear, but it's a deraisa or the rabbanon. The Ram was just the rice of the kedin. The Yisrael of Berna is taking disparate items and putting them together through some medium. So taking the curds and pressing them together and they become one goof is a form of bona. Fine. So in other words, after you separated the curds, after you've curdled it, and you separate the curds from the whey, then you press the curd together, and then you brine it, and that makes it turn into cheese. Okay, so the Mechaber said therefore, even though you can put together the shumshumin together with, or the egoism together with honey, you can't squeeze it out. The problem is because of burger. We mean that the chara that if it's immediate use, it's mutter. This over here is not because of borer. When you squeeze it together, the malach of lush. You'll ask me a question in a second. Like, what's the malach of lush? So the gemara is like this. The quintessential case of lush is you add water to flour and you end up with dough. Right, so it's the fact that the liquid and the solid combine together and create a new entity. So that's, you know, that there's there's actual bonding taking place between the molecules, and you end up with this new thing, which is, right? Let's say I take water and I put it into dirt and I make mud. I can take the mud and put it in a sealed container, heat it, the water will evaporate out, and I end up with water and dirt again, right? But the ma'aseh and halacha, that's still considered lush. But the idea is the liquid and the solid come together to form one unit. So the point of the is there's disparate pieces. Though we have little pieces of curd, I press them together and I make the cheese. Over here, I have the sesame seeds and the honey, and they come together as a unit. They come together one. So that's a problem of lush. So that's so the, even so pressing it together is part of the lush process. That's a problem. Okay, so even though you can put the shumshim in with the honey, bishem roistin, shumshim and gazin ledvash, rasamer alva bishem mutalita, and you can put it together, but lo yechapsim beyoder, rasamer lo yechapsim beyoder lahafrid rasamer ledvash, you can't press them together, and that's where you end up with sesames with a little bit of dvash as opposed to all this large amount of dvash there. So that would be a burr issue. Excuse me. Vedad the b'sefda isad alva mechabet su maisa kederev oichel. You are allowed to do this with Maisa Kedera. What's that mean? The Havre Bekaf, you can use a spoon to take out Michael Ova Min Aroitav, so you have some type of a thickened food and it's sitting in a gravy. So you can use a spoon to pick out the dumpling, whatever it is, from the gravy. That's all part of the chila process and it's mutter. So before in the Masav Dirshu, so we asked, like, but you're using a spoon. So I understand that it's, you know, it's immediate use and it's the good from the bad and all good to zachim, but it's with the spoon. And we just said before, using a spoon is a problem. So he quotes over here from the Minchas Yitzchok, that's what I told you before, that Batsim, I have a knedel or I have a dumpling sitting in my gravy or sitting in my soup. Barring the issue of the heat, I can stick my hand and take out the knedel. I don't want to get my hand dirty, so I use a spoon. The spoon is not facilitating and making the process an any better act of brera. It's just making it that my hands end up being cleaner. Whereas over here, the precision to be able to scoop it up just at the level that you want, and leaving behind the milk and taking out the cheese, the cream, that is done much better by a spoon than with your hand. Your hand would not be able to have that type of precision. So then the spoon is facilitating a better Meister Brewer. That's called Berberkli. Okay. Nogu shlo leiten shmorim b'mashka b'shabes klil hamidim. Abi shroy lishtoise b'shabes. So you would add shmorim into these liquids, and it would cause them to be preserved. So I'm not sure if the hamidim means to preserve them, or the hamidim means to separate them out. The word we use either way. Certainly later on it means actually separating. Magen Rav calls it the Havi Talos Berer. The Ayin Eizeh Yardim Gam Shimrei Hamashka Atzav Vishul Ekli. When you add the extra shmorim, it clarifies the whole thing, because they combine with the other shmorim which are there, which are suspended in the suspension, and this causes them to precipitate out to the bottom. So you did brer. Who is the diamond? The mechabit shayidei akeva shenasim by mispar akayim in the cholim. So it's like putting in the renin, which causes the curd to separate from the whey. The fact that your person spitting out and it's a windy day and the wind's going to take his spit and fan it out, people do not seem to bother by that. But the quintessential case of Zora, a person takes a fork, a pitchfork, takes the tua, which is mixed with the shaft, throws it into the air, the wind blows away the shaft and lets the kernels fall back down. That's the malacha of Zora. So we need to see some biurei halacha over here. You're pouring out water out of your window, and as it's a windy day, so as it's flowing out from the window from the second story, let's say, the wind's going to send the water in multiple directions. The example gets from a tzeluches, which is a very thin, so it's not a heavy flow, so it's much more susceptible to the wind. Is that bar? Is that zora? It's at the harbor. Lahaka, it's a very big makel. He's very much inclined to say to me, there should be two. Poiskim Yerushalmi, Yisham Anod L'Sir Lahukein. Nobody quotes the Yerushalmi except for this Ramah. Alach Zora Hukein Barer. The Mavar B'Sardes Utagayichol. If everything is just discarding water, it's all psarlis, so there's no barrier over there, so there's no zara either. Because just like Disha Ma'amra Dafka Dula Karka, Zara also Dafka Dula Karka, a person instead of Dula Karka, but not these other things.
What?
Okay. So practically, halacha l'maaseh, it does not seem to be being choshesh for the sheet of the Yerushalmi over here. A modern version of this is a person has an aerosol can of aerosol spray. So using the pressure, the forced air pressure, as it comes out, to spread it out. So according to this bir halacha, that makes sense. There's no oichel mesalas. The whole thing is all oichel, my deodorant, whatever it is. So they all that. Or another example, let's say you have a cold air humidifier. It just basically all it does, a motor runs and it turns this thing, which forces the air into the air, and as it goes in the air, it atomizes into small particles of water. That's Mamish's case, but the point over here, there's no article, no psalus. So, according to this, Smaker, then all those cases are.